So, Bezrat Hashem, we're going to continue Bezrat Hashem in Torah Kaf Tet in Likutei Moharan, 29 Torah in Likutei Moharan, still in Part Hey. 7 lines before Part Vav. It's page 80, 7 lines before Part Vav. It's written Ve'Yaakov, and Yaakov Shehimshich Lavnunit, that he brought the white color, like we learned, with his Kedushat Abrit, with his holiness. He was going from a place to a place and fixing that area, fixing that place. He was coming to a certain city, he was helping them and fixing them. He was bringing the white color of his purity into the places that he was going to. Bivchinat, an aspect of what it's written, Machsof Halavan, on Yaakov Avinu it's written, Machsof Halavan, the white color that was been revealed by Yaakov, Al Yedei Tikkun HaKlali, by the general fixing of purity of Yaakov Avinu, that he was guarding his eyes. We know about Yaakov Avinu, that he married Leah, and only in the morning he realized that it's Leah and it wasn't Rachel. Only when he talked to people in the morning he realized that it was Leah. All night he didn't know that it was Leah. He thought that it's Rachel. Get married to Rachel. Yaakov Avinu and Avraham Avinu and Yitzchak Avinu, their eyes was closed 100% of the time. They weren't opening their eyes. Also in Avraham Avinu we learned that he said to his wife, to Sarah, Ata yadati ki isha yifat mar'eha, just now I realized it, that you're a beautiful woman. Beautiful means that he saw, and how you say, babu'a, on the reflection above the water, that he saw her heel, that it was white and not black. This is what that he knew about her beauty. He never saw her face, he never knew how she looks like, never. Just he saw that she's different than the Egyptians, that they were black, they were dark skin in that generation. This is our holy fathers. Rav Shalom said that every time that he's saying Elokei Avraham, he become to be so full of shame at himself, that he is from the sons of Avraham Avinu, and Avraham from age of 3 years old he closed his eyes. It's written on Avraham Avinu. And two times that he opened his eyes, Vayaret Enav, there is a verse that he's saying that he opened his eyes, Vayaret Enav, that he took his eyes up, and then he saw. All of the time his head was down, not opening his eyes, not looking at nothing. So this is Yaakov. Kemo shekatuv on Yaakov Avinu, like that it's written, Reshit Oni. Reshit Oni, it said on Yaakov, on his first son, that it was the first seed that came out of him. He never had Gam Abrit, he was totally holy. And Yaakov, it was his first, and the Reuven, it was his first seed. Ne'emar bo, it said on him, Yoshev Ohalim. On Yaakov, it said, Yoshev Ohalim, that he sit in tents. What it means that he was sitting in tents? Tents, Ohala, it's the oil of the Torah Kedoshah. He was a Talmid Chacham, sitting and learning Torah. But Rabbeinu is explaining, Hainu bechinat shamayim, it's an aspect of heaven, of the sky. The tent, it's like the sky. That Borei Olam, he covered the world with a tent, with the sky. Kemo shekatuv, like that it's written in Yeshaya, Vayimtachem ka'ohel lashevet, that Borei Olam put the sky above us that we can sit. Now you have a covering, you have something. When it was all open, you couldn't sit. It was a mess, a balagan. Now Borei Olam put a covering, he put a tent, and now we can see it. Hainu bechinat, so it's an aspect of what we learned before, derech hanesher bashamayim, the way of the eagle that is flying in the sky. Bechinat zohar harakia, the aspect of the glowing of the sky. Bechinat lashon shel zehurit, the aspect of lashon shel zehurit, we learned about it, that this is the red color that was being purified, become to be white when the sins of Am Yisrael been erased by the sacrifice of the Kohen Gadol. Shemalbin avonotehen, that he was making the red color of this that came from the sins of Am Israel to become white. והדמים של שסה גידין, and the bloods of the 365 sinews, בבחינת, in aspect of, אם יעדימו כתולה, כצמר יהיו, if they become to be red like the תולה, now they're going to be white like wool. This is the by תיקון הברית. רבנו is continuing explaining to us, וכל זמן שלא תיקן תיקון הכללי, and while the person haven't fixed himself yet in that general fixing, that it's the kedusha subject, that he doesn't have no lust to no woman, and especially not to his wife, and it doesn't mean chas shalom that he's crazy, that he disgusts from women and he's got bad thoughts about women or sick things like those. It doesn't mean holy at all. Holy, it means that a person, like you say, holy, that he's empty from inside, that he's whole, that he's empty. Like David HaMelech said, libi halal bekirbi, that his heart is clean, is empty, that is halul, that he doesn't have no lust, no desire, no ratzon atzmi, selfish will, desire to achieve something for himself. He's just clean and clear and empty and waiting to hear the will of the Creator. What you want me to do? What you want me to do? Now there is a mitzvah, I'm running to do that mitzvah. Harav Shalom said, before a man go to be with his wife, he's doing Lashem Yichud and Netilat Yadayim, like you're doing before of putting tefillin on your head. It's a mitzvah to be with your wife. You have a mitzvah midoraita to be with your wife. You have a mitzvah midoraita to put tefillin. You have a mitzvah to put tzitzit. It's a mitzvah. You're not going to see a person that is so crazy and excited to do a certain mitzvah, lust and crazy. It's a sick person. It's a sick person when it's talking about women, and it's a sick person if you're going to see him running after I don't know what. Tefillin, or tzitzit, kissing the tzitzit all day long, hugging his tzitzit. You're going to take him to a mental house, right? Also a man that running after women in the same lust and desire, you need to put him behind bars. It's a person that needs help. He's sick. He's looking about women as objects, as something that need to fulfill his lusts and desires. He's not thinking that it's a human being, that it's a person with feelings, with emotions. You need to think, to honor her. This is the obligation. This is the obligation. So, as long as a person haven't fixed that, and he's still running after nonsense, after shtuyot, v'ashchina, and then he's causing the shchina to have a horrible suffering. And the shchina, he bivchinat, she's in the aspect of madua adom lilvushech, why your clothes are in a red color. This is an aspect bivchinat of dam nida, the blood of nida. Azay hadibur asur. So then you're not allowed to talk. We know that by pshat, even in the halachot, when the wife, she's nida, there is a lot of things that you're not allowed to say, you're not allowed to speak, you're not allowed to make nothing that's going to create a certain attraction. So actually, the real result, the spiritual result that we're going to see, is that people that have lust for women, they cannot pray. They cannot daven. You're standing in the field, and you don't know what to say. You're being bored from the prayers. You don't have power to be over there in the field. Rav Shalom explained that in an amazing, amazing way in Shabbat. He said, a person that understands the purpose, why he came to this world, he understands that he came to attach himself to the Creator. This is the purpose. To know Hashem, to recognize Hashem in everything, in every movement, in every breath that you're taking, every inhale, every movement that you're moving, everything, every word that you take out from your mouth, everything that you hear, you're just looking to attach yourself to the Creator. So a person like that, that he's attached to the purpose, when he's praying, he sees that he's attaching himself to Hashem. Because only by prayer you can attach yourself to Hashem. This is the main way of attachment to the Creator, by talking to Him. Like we said it before, are you being in touch with someone? If you're talking to him, if you're not talking to him, you're not in touch with him. So by talking to the Creator, you're tying yourself, you're bonding yourself to the Creator. So a person that really, this is his purpose in life, this is his goal, this is what that he wants to achieve. So when he is doing it, when he's praying, so he's in the purpose. He's happy, thrilled, just want to praise the Lord again and to say another word to Hashem and to hug Hashem if he can and to tell him how much he loves him and thank you again. This is it, he got it. He's inside of his purpose. This is his goal. He got to the place that he wanted to reach. He's now attaching himself to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. But the person that got other purposes in his Avodat Hashem, he wants to be called a genius, he wants to be important, he wants to have a world to come, things that are very honorable. He wants honor. So a person like that, he cannot enjoy praying. And even a person like that, he can enjoy Limud HaTorah, learn Torah. He's saying, I want to learn Torah. Why? Because by learning Torah, they're going to call you a genius. You're going to have something in your hand to be called as important person. But if you're going to be 6 hours every day on the field, who's going to call your name? Only Breslev and Meshuggah they're going to send you. Now I'm going to call you no names of honor. He's a crazy man. 6 hours in the field. Sick. Sick in his mind. And you're also in the field going to see that you're sick. So what you're going to see in the field? That you're crazy. You're going to see your avonot, how much you're far from Hashem. The main hitkarvut is the proof that you got closer to the Creator is that you see your lackings. As much as you see your lackings, this is the mirror of your humility. This is what it means that you're humble. That you see that you're a creature, that you've been created by the words of Hashem, but you're not Hashem. People outside, everyone imagined to himself that he is something, that he made himself. I learned a few years in that yeshiva, and now we finish Shas, and now I know this and that, and you become to be a rabbi, a magid shiur, a ram. It's huge. But it's all imagination. Because the Kadosh Baruch Hu, he brought you to that place. So you don't have nothing from yourself. So this is why the Dibur Asur, it's an aspect of you're not allowed to talk. It means the Kadosh Baruch Hu is stopping the person from talking. In that moment, the person has to wake up and to scream to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, what, I cannot even daven? I cannot even confess? I cannot even do tshuva? I'm so not worthy that I cannot even fix all of my defects, my problems, the things that I ruined? That I cannot even talk? I don't have a visa, I don't have an improvement to talk to you, to ask, to scream? On that we need to cry. If you see that you cannot talk in the field, on that you need to talk. Bola, how can it be that I cannot talk to you? How can it be that I'm not allowed to talk? Please give me the permission to talk, to speak, to ask, to confess, to do tshuva. Heal me, Bola Olam. Bivchinat, in an aspect of, look, this is Baruch Shechivanti, I'm thanking Hashem that I said the right thing. Look what Rabbeinu is saying. Ne'elamti dumia. He's bringing the proof for the fact that the dibur asur, you're not allowed to talk. Ne'elamti dumia. That I was silent. I couldn't talk. So you see, it's not that they're saying you're not allowed to daven, like a person going to say, look, Hashem doesn't like me, maybe I don't need to go to the field. It's all despair that you need to cancel. Rabbeinu said, "En yush ba'olam klal." There is no despair in the world at all. It's not allowed to give up, never. Just adraba, to stand up again, and again, and again. And you can never imagine how much satisfaction you give to the Creator by standing back on your legs. If now you have $1 million in your bank account and you're using it and you're buying tefillin mehudarot, so alright, it's not a huge thing that you bought a wonderful tefillin with if you have $1 million. But if you don't have them and you collect another dollar and another dollar and another dollar and you're not spending them, even if you're mamash in stress, and then in the end you take $1,000 and you buy a wonderful mehudarot tefillin, so this is something that you can honor, you can respect. You see, he put a lot of effort in that mitzvah tefillin. It's a very important tefillin because he put sweat and blood and effort and tears on those tefillin. So also in the itbodedut, if you find yourself in the field and everything is flowing and great and you have 6 hours and it's like water, wonderful, and you talk and you're enjoying, Olam gave you that. It's not yours. But if you're coming daily to the field and you're suffering, and it's hard for you to talk, and you're barely mumbling to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and you, please, Bura Olam, again, I don't know what to do with myself, please. I know that you need to do it, Bodedut, but I cannot find myself. I want air condition, I want Pepsi, Cola, something cold. please Creator, please Hashem, help me something. I don't know myself, I don't know what am I doing here. Please tell me what's going on. I'm not happy doing that it would do. Please Bura Olam, let me be happy, let me see the light. Give me Pepsi Cola, please Bura Olam. Next time I'm going to do it Bodedut in the mall. Please Bura Olam, heal me, help me. If this is your Bodedut, it's a lot more important. Why? Because it's a lot more real than the one that now he's got lights, like in the beginning of Tshuva. People are so excited. Olam, help me. Save Am Israel. I'm not davening on myself at all. Please, heal them. All of the divorced people, all of the ill people, heal them. Please, Creator, please. And imagine that he's a Navi, that he's a prophet, that talks to the world and heal the world like Michael Jackson and all of those sick people that imagine to themselves like they're holding something. You're a low, low, low creature that's been created by HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And HaKadosh Baruch Hu have mercy on you, so He's rebuking you. And He's showing to you the truth, that you are far, and that you need a lot of help. And you need to get closer to real righteous people that's going to lead you, going to heal you. This is your cure, to be aware to your defects, to your difficulties, to your weaknesses, to your problems, mental problems, physical problems. To be awake, to see that you don't know how to get along, how to make it. You need help. This is humility. This is the foundation of how that you can grow in Avodat Hashem. Because if not, you're just like we talked before in the Gemara Shiur, like a UFO. You're flying in the air. You're just imagining to yourself things that now you're going to be a tzaddik. A few more classes like those, I'm going to be a tzaddik. Another 2 weeks in Chut Shel Chesed, I'm going to be a Rav Shalom. And you imagine to yourself, you need to have years on years, tears on tears. A Rav Shalom said that the forest of Shmuel HaNavi going to testify how many weeks and nights he spent in that forest. Weeks and nights. Day and night, to do tshuva, to confess, to beg. That priest, Philip, that was here in Shabbat, he came, he told his story, how he got closer to the Creator. He's also about tshuva. He said that he was stuck in all of lusts and desires. I was translating his speech in Chulon in Thursday night. I took him to Chulon. He was giving a speech over there in Chulon to the public of the Shiur of Rav Shalom. So I was translating him to the Israelis, and I was translating Arav to him, that he's going to understand what Arav is talking in Chulon. So Arav asked him to tell how he got closer to the Creator. We all should be very, very ashamed and embarrassed when you're going to hear his story. He said that he was stuck with all of lusts and desires, and he tried everything. He was doing everything. And he felt horrible bitterness inside of himself, like a regular Baal Tshuva. Just that he's a goy. And he woke up. And he said that he went to the fields and to the forests, and he was screaming to the Creator to reveal himself to him. And he said, I was ready to die in that while that task to look to find for the Creator. And he accepted on himself because of his ignorance of that time. Not Chas Shalom today. Today he's huge, he's very wise. But when he was Baron, thank you, sorry, apologize. But in that time he's testifying on himself. He was far, he didn't know nothing. He decided to fast for 40 days. This is what he took on himself. He was ready to die knowing the Creator, wanted to know the Creator. After 3 days, he saw that he cannot succeed and he had to drink. So he accepted on himself just to drink, but not to eat. In the fourth day, he started to hear voices in his mind. And he started to hear someone talking from inside. You can say whatever. He's healing people, he's helping people, he's saving people. Now he's got more than 30,000 people, followers, believers, that walking after him, believes in him. And the person is canceling himself totally to Rav Shalom. Now he found that small book, Pearls of Faith, that the Afatzah made. He read that book and he said, it illuminated my eyes. I saw that it's the truth. he went to the place that he bought that small how you say it?
booklet,
and they told him that there is a bigger book than that called Garden of Faith. He bought that book, and after it he bought 2,000 books for his students. 2,000. And after it another 2,000 of Garden of Peace, and also 2,000 of Garden of Women Wisdoms. And this is what that he's doing. He's got daily shiur of 10,000 people in the internet that listen to his shiur that he's learning and reading from Garden of Faith, from Dana Emuna. This is what that he's doing in South Africa. It's huge. This is a person, a man, that woke up. When I told that to one of my friends from the yeshiva, he told me, maybe I should do that also, to go to the woods, to go to the fields, to start fasting, doing something, wake up on myself. This is the truth. Chokhmah bagoyim ta'amin, you say wisdom with the nations, you have to believe. You see, someone wise, he done something right. You cannot have two things. You cannot have two worlds in the same time. It's all the Creator or lust and desires. You have to choose. And if it's hard for you to choose, so choose in a small way. But progress every day. Do something else for that, to achieve that. So, she'ne'elam tidumia, it's written that a person doesn't have words to talk to the Creator because of all of lusts and desires. She'me'elu adamim na'aseh b'vchinat dumia. Because all of those bloods are making him to be in the aspect of dumia. Dam becomes to be dumia. Dam. Dumia means silent because of all of the bloods. All of the bloods means the red color of all of the avonot, all of the sins, the desires and lusts. The damim achurim, thick blood that the person have, make him mute, silent. Ki ikara dibur, because the main power of speech, talui batikun haklali, depends in the general fixing, tikun haklali, shub chinat, that it's an aspect of vayaged lachem et berito kanal, that he's gonna tell you, Borei Olam gonna tell you, yaged, means gonna tell, means you're gonna have the ability to talk, yaged lachem berito, what he gonna tell you? The brit, the kedusha, to be holy, to guard the Kedusha, to guard the eyes. B'zeh b'chinat, and it's an aspect of what it's written, Batar dishchiv Rabbi Shimon, after that Rabbi Shimon passed away, Hava, Rabbi Shimon Bar Yochai, Hava amar chad lechavre. So one of the friends said to his friends from the group of Rabbi Shimon Bar Yochai, he told him, Al titen et picha, don't let your mouth lachti et besarecha, to make your flesh, your body, sin. Means that Rabbi Shimon Bar Yochai, when he was alive, when he was between us, we could have talked. But now, when you don't have the tikkun haklali, the tzaddik that is fixing us in the general fixing, you cannot talk. Every word is going to be an aspect of sins. Even in the itbodedut, and it's a chizuk, it's not something that makes us weak. It can make a person to be confused, to think that it makes you weak. But actually now, in our hitbodeduyot, in our level, we are actually just revealing our lackings, our sins. We're just showing how far we are from the Creator. What are you saying in your hitbodedut? Only bad things. Even if you're davening on good things, actually you're revealing your lackings. So actually, it's not a good itbodedut. It's not a positive prayer to the Creator. It's a bad one. It's full with complaints, full with arguments, full with difficulties, with a lot of sadness, a lot of frustrations. But this is the higher layer of your spirit, of what you have inside. Actually, by cleaning it, you're going to be able in the future to reveal the good that you have inside. It's like a house. You want to get into the house, you cannot. First of all, you have to remove, to take out all of the filth and garbage that the filth there is in that house. So this is what we're doing. Now we have a lot of filthy water inside of ourselves. From all of the exile, from all of the bad experiences that we experience in life. When we need to get them out, we have to take them out somehow.
Upper layers.
And we have to take them out somehow. And it's not nice. No one enjoys to put his hands into the filth, into the sewer to clean it. But you have to do it. You have to deal, you have to confront with yourself. To feel that humility, that disgrace of, this is who that I am. This is me. you're right, I'm not an angel. Welcome. Wake up to the morning to realize that you're not an angel. Wake up. Wonderful. You're not. Hopefully you're not going to reveal that you're a demon in the end. Ezrat Hashem. Shedin Yehudain. You wake up to see, Baruch Hashem, I'm not an angel. I have a lot of things to fix. I have a lot of things to work on my character, on my will, on my desires, on my lust. Until one day, Bezrat Hashem, hopefully, with more prayers, with more help from the tzaddikim, they're going to help me to fix myself. If really a person going to be wise in his bodedut, he's going to pray on our Rabbi, on a Rav. He's going to pray on that. Because a prisoner cannot save himself from prison. You cannot save yourself. Why are you davening on yourself? You need someone else to take you out. So you need to pray on the one that takes you out from the field, that he going to be the one that have the powers to go down to your places. You see, in Shiur, in every class, we're going, we hear a Rav, we wake up, we see, wow, amazing, Chidush, I wish to have another 3 hours like those, maybe in 3,000 hours like those, I'm going to be straight, it's going to help me, it's going to heal me, maybe, there is a chance, you see a chance. So you need to pray on him, that he's going to succeed, that he's going to have the ability to go deep into our places, and to understand us, and to give us the message that we need to hear through his messengers, through his books, through his advice, through his CDs, through everything, through every friend in the Yeshiva Kedosha. Rav Shalom said, I have the ability to see through the eyes of my students. He said, I can see everything that my students are looking at. This is it. You have a problem with it? Go to the field, complain. Rav, what are you looking at? What? You're looking at me now? Harav said that he's got the ability to look from the eyes of his students. Everyone that is attached to the pure, he becomes to be pure. If you're attaching yourself to the pure, you become to be pure. And if you're not, if you just want to be pure, you become to be like Korach. You become to worship yourself. You become to be an idol. Imaginations, full with imaginations. Like the Yimach Shmo V'Shem Zichro, Yeshu, that he tried. He really tried to be holy. He really tried to succeed in life. But while that he was arguing and fighting and contradicting the Rabbanan. And you cannot succeed when you're dividing yourself, cutting yourself from Am Yisrael. Even if a person wanted to build the Mishkan bigger than Moshe Rabbeinu's Mishkan, he couldn't. Because Moshe, he is the one that is building Mishkan. And Rabbanan, in all of the generations, if you're canceling yourself to Rabbanan, you can be part of them and to grow with them. But if you're separating yourself from Judaism, from Rabbanan, from Chachamim, the one that got the Torah as an inherit, as a Yerusha, as a gift from the Creator, that He chose that nation, that He gave that wisdom to that messenger, to Moshe Rabbeinu, to hand it to Yeshua, and Yeshua to the old people, to the Zkenim, and Zkenim to the prophets, and the prophets gave it to the people of Knesset HaGdolah. This is Rabbanan. And it's going and going in every generation to the wise people, to the worthy people, to the holy people, that in every generation. If you want to succeed without them, you cannot. On that we're saying, Yimach Shmo V'Shem Zichro. You cut yourself from the Kedusha, your name going to be erased from the books. You're not going to be part of them. He was part of the Rabbanan. He was one of the students. He was a student of Yeshua ben Pirchia. He was a student of Rabbi Shimon ben Shatach. But he was arguing with them. He was suspecting them in filthy things that he had in his mind. He was blaming them. And he decided to worship idols. By that, he split himself and cut himself from the Kedusha, from Judaism, he's an outsider. And all of his success, what it brought to the world. Death and blood, and thousands of, and hundreds of generations, thousands and millions of souls went down to hell because of him. Because of his will to succeed, to be important, to be called Mashiach, and I don't know what, the leader. And people that went after him, that had arrogance, just wanted to succeed more and more. In what? On making themselves important and huge, and to rule the world, and to conquer, and to beat those poor Jews. Alright, no problem. You can do whatever you want. With the truth cannot be destroyed. It's stronger than everything else. Tried and tried in all of the generations to kill us, to erase our names. You cannot. Our name is carved on the holy Kisei HaKavod, holy throne of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. We have our face on the holy throne of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Cannot argue with the Creator that He chose that nation. No one can argue with the Creator that chose that nation. No one. And even us, you cannot argue with the righteous man, with a tzaddik. You have a tzaddik, you have a leader, you have someone that he is holy. Check yourself. Are you holy? Korach, are you holy? Were you on Mount Sinai? Have you received the Torah? You gave the Torah to Am Yisrael that now you're going to have opinions to contradict Moshe Rabbeinu? Now, you're in Chut Shel Chesed, you're in Yeshiva, you're doing it Bodedut, you're Mefitz, you give everything, you're a tzaddik, okay, you become to be a tzaddik. Are you holding the level of your rabbi? Do you know how your rabbi tying his shoes? You know something about your rabbi? You're holding his level, you know how much tears, how much blood, how much effort, how much Mesirut Nefesh he gave in the Avodat Hashem to write a book that righteous people, the Baba El Azar, you don't know how much Baba El Azar loved the Rav Shalom, you can never imagine. And Rabbi Davud Abu Chatzera testifying on him that book been written by HaKadosh Baruch Hu himself and not by a human being. Don't need to take. Also, I heard that priest, that Philip, that priest, he said that book is not, it haven't been written by a human being. It's been written by the Creator. This is what he said in the class in Chulon. He said, that book. You see something that it's impossible. It's not that Rav Shalom is such a genius that he knows how to go down to a simple language. This is his language. This is how he talks to people. This is what he thinks. This is his way of thinking. When he wrote the book, Garden of Faith, he told me that once. Someone asked him, about Garden of Faith, Garden of Peace, if he expected that it's going to be such a huge success, the book Garden of Peace. So he said, on that, I knew that it's going to be a success. Why? Because I knew that I have a chidushir. I saw that no one talked about the wisdom of having Shalom Bayit, peace in the house, like that I'm teaching my students. On that, he was expecting the success from that book. But he said it was a person that was, Katav, a reporter, journalist from the newspaper La Mishpacha, the family. And soon it's going to come out after 6 months of waiting, and that article. So he told him, but on the book Garden of Faith, I wasn't expecting at all that it's going to be a success. So he told him why. It's even a bigger success. Why? He said, because I couldn't imagine to myself that people don't hold that level. That they don't have that faith in the Creator. Rabbis, chief rabbis, heads of yeshivot, teaching, talking about the Creator, Gemara, and I don't know what, teaching. And they don't know Hashem at all. They cannot talk to the Creator. Rav Shalom said, I'm taking with me to the field once in a while, Talmidei Chachamim. And I'm telling them, now go to the wood and talk to the Creator. Talk to Him, tell Him, speak with Him on the problem, on what that we talked. So those Talmidei Chachamim are asking Him just to talk, mamash, to talk to the Creator, but to tell Him. And they cannot do that. It's hard for them. They're too wise. They're too big. They're too big. Have to be humble. Have to lower yourself. To surrender. To say the truth. I'm zero. I'm nothing. Without that tzaddik, I wouldn't be here. I wouldn't be nothing. Without those righteous people that are giving us sweet, important advice that give us taste in life. Who could stand his Shalom Bayit? Who could stand living in one house with so many people? Who? We're Baalei Teshuva. Don't forget where we came from. From motorcycles, from the beach, from playing tennis, I don't know what. Everyone with his craziness. Drinking, being drunk, using drugs, running, flying from one place to the other, doing whatever you want. rollerblades, earphones, phones, earplugs, hearing music, clubs, discotheques, all of junk, not dealing with nothing. Now in the tshuva process, you have to deal, you have to confront, you have to do tshuva, you have to bend your head to accept every rebuke, every argument from your wife to say you're right, and to accept it. Rav Shalom said, the wife, she is a wall, she is guarding you, he is guarding the man, she is protecting you. If now she is, she's struggling you, it's too strong, it's too small for you. If you have that stress, this is what that is guarding you. This is what that protects you. If now you're gonna break it, gonna argue, don't stop me, I need to do things, don't tell me what to do. You're breaking your wall that is defending you, that is helping you. Now you're gonna be revealed, now you're gonna be parutz. He said, oy vey to the one that doesn't have lights that are surrounding you, that helping you. Oy vey, that they have permission to the outsiders, to the demons, to the chitzonim, to harm him, to hit him, to damage him. By what? By breaking the wall that is defending you, that is your wife. You need to honor the wife, to give her more power to defend on you. So what? So now you're going to sit a few more hours in the house, less hours in the Beit Midrash. So you're going to help her with the kids, you're going to clean the house, you're going to do things. Those things give you life. Those things give you the permission to keep on serving Hashem Yitbarach. Makes you worthy to serve Hashem Yitbarach, to do good things. Amen. Thank you very much.